Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what is most obviously very crucially important. Today on This Is Important...
A very wildly horny youth group.
Pops like a zit, must be a zit.
Is that a bot fly or are you just happy to see me?
Did I tell you guys about my elephantitis?
Let's go!
Right. What's up, guys? Are you guys gonna bring it today, this week?
You better believe it.
Oh,
you better believe I'm bringing that shit. Okay,
I might today. I might save it for next week or the week after. The week after that, I'm not sure exactly how much.
That's cool.
This is a tentative 3 weeks out bringing it.
Mm. Yeah, this is hey, listen up. 3 weeks from now, you're gonna be like, damn, Adam brought it. That's because 3 weeks from now, I feel like. That's our playoffs.
Is it?
Yeah.
you're saving it for the brought time. This is not the time to be broughting
it. Yeah, I feel like
that's our random playoff date.
Yeah, it's a random playoff date. That's the podcast playoffs. Playoffs.
I like that. I like that mentality, though. It's like semper nah.
Nah.
Semper nah. Kyle, you were talking to us about your horrible, horrific acne.
Oh yes.
My God, baby. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the zits.
Let's talk zits.
Let's talk about zits and pimps.
Yeah, I got some zonks this last week, man. They just popped up. I had one in here, right by my nose.
That's
crease.
A nose crevasse. Ooh, okay. That's a painful area to have a zit.
Yeah, and then I had a whole cluster up here by my eye on my forehead.
Oh, you got a cluster? So you said it was from wearing the face mask.
Yeah.
But that's way up on your temple. That's not a face mask. That's just
No, it is a face mask. It's wearing the like a sweatband.
Oh, you wear the visor.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And I have to wear it for like, 10 hours a fucking day because I got to wear it on set, mask and face shield to be able to talk to actors.
Ew.
Yeah, but that's cool though. Everyone who sees your zits is like, wow, that guy must be working in Hollywood.
Wow, he must be so powerful.
He must be a director.
Totally.
He's either a 16-year-old boy with a very impressive beard or he's a big-time director.
It was interesting because I did get self-conscious about them, but then I'm like, what the fuck? I'm wearing a mask.
You should.
Nobody. I'm wearing a mask. Nobody sees them. So like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Did you guys have bad acne when you were kids?
Yes.
Okay. Did you? You weren't terrible though, right? Were you?
Me? I was pretty bad, dude. I think I was worse than you.
I remember Blake had some zitteroos and some old photos that I've seen.
Yeah, I had really clear skin for a large portion of my life.
Oh, God. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I also hit puberty kind of late.
Yeah, nice. Describe that.
Well, that's when I finally got some pit hair. And
That's a defining moment of puberty is when you have the pit hair.
Yeah, my penis came out of its shell.
I bet we were kind of in the same boat. I was a late bloomer, and everyone kind of went through puberty before me. And then by the time I went through it, a lot of my friends were like done. I was like 17, 18 by the time I was like really stretching out. And and then I kind of got it. And my mom threw me on Accutane, if you remember that drug.
Sure.
And it was like you had to go to the dermatologist. And then once you're on it, it like just dries out your skin. So you look like just a flaky fucking – you look like a pastry. You look flaky as hell.
Right.
And then every time that you go back to the dermatologist, they're like, hey, can we talk? And I'm like, yeah. And then they're like – do you ever think about killing yourself?
Oh,
and I'm like, what?
God. Wait, what?
No,
this was your dermatologist.
Is it because it's a side effect or whatever? Or did they just know you?
Because it's a side effect. So they like have to take like real precautions and be like, do you ever think about just ending it all?
Oh my God.
Because of your nasty zits and pimps.
I would be like, yes.
We've heard stories
like
about
every
you.
Goddamn day. My voice finally dropped.
I'm a man.
Adam, you had all those pads. We used to share a bathroom, and your mom would send you all those pads that were like wipe the face pads. You know, they came in like a little cylindrical thing.
OxyCleans. Yeah.
Those are so bad for your face.
Oh, for sure. They just dry you the fuck out.
Stridex.
Uh-huh.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had some. Ours were OxyPads. We were an OxyPad family. But Stridex, I believe, is the same thing.
I was a Noxzema girl. myself, but
you were,
yeah,
you still are.
Yeah, I am.
You guys, do you guys during this pandemic and even before the pandemic, are you guys getting like zits and rashes on your ding dongs?
Oh,
always have.
Oh my god!
You always have. Yeah.
You mean like you mean like Sackney? Differently than.
Yeah, like open source crusties.
No, no, wait, hold on. Whoa. What? I retract my previous statement.
If I could find my dick, I'd tell you.
Sackney's a thing.
I don't think Sackney's a thing, Kyle.
Sackney is a
thing. Oh, I've had a fucking... You've never had a zit on your nuts?
Thank you, Anders.
No, I think that is a genital wart, guys. I don't think that is...
No.
Pops like a zit, must be a zit.
You've had pimples on your penis.
No, sack.
No. On my nuts, for sure.
Sackney, dude. We didn't say you
fucking... Do I make you horny, baby?
I'm believing you guys, but to me, that sounds like an STD that you should have got checked out.
Go ahead, Anders.
Here's what it is... It's like an ingrown hair situation.
Mm. Okay. All right.
On your nuts where you're like, this is a monster zit.
Mm-hmm. Know what I mean?
And you can really, you know how like sometimes you can't really pop a zit because of where it is?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine on the thinnest skin on your body, you can just get it all out.
Oh, yeah.
Know what I mean? Yours is thin down there. Mine's really thick.
Know what I mean?
Mine's really calloused.
Your nutsack skin is?
Yeah, it looks like I do pull-ups with my nutsack.
It looks like elephant hide.
You can grate cheese on your nutsack. There we go.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
There we go.
Hey, it's from under cheese.
Blake, I know you want to say it.
I'm still going to send it.
Oh, I hope you're going to say, let's go.
No, man, I'm really trying to wean myself off the let's go.
I wish you wouldn't. I wish you were our let's go guy.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, there we go.
Here, hold on. Last question about zits.
Okay.
Did you guys ever put on makeup to go to school? Like steal your mom's makeup and put it on to cover up?
I can go quickly first here. No. No.
Yeah.
No.
Weird, wild stuff.
Well, you were in a house of brothers. I had a little sister and a mom who was very, very invested in my pimples. I had some, but then I would always, I was
Wait,
so self-conscious.
Wait, so you did wear makeup?
I did. It was like a little concealer that you just blot on it.
Yeah, dude.
And
I
100% of the time felt so embarrassed and weird about wearing makeup.
Oh, yeah.
That I, 100% of the time I'd go to school and be like, yeah, I'm wearing makeup. It's hilarious. My mom made me put on makeup. It's makeup. It's definitely makeup. I have a zit on my head that I covered with makeup.
Right.
And there's makeup right now. And like, all right, okay.
Wait, but how does that even deflect it? That doesn't.
Well, because I'm calling attention, then I'm the one calling attention to it.
Right.
Nah, I just took my mom's concealer and put it on and tried to do a really dang good job so that nobody could see it.
Oh, see. And that's probably the proper way.
Yeah. Wow.
I just had that. Remember, they would have like that spot cream for acne where it was like skin colored or skin tone.
Yeah. I think that's all makeup. Yes.
No, but it was like. OxyClean product.
Makeup.
Okay. Makeup that OxyClean made, but yes.
Yeah. It was like you could get it at a makeup store.
Nah, bro.
You get it kind of at the makeup counter or
the
cosmetic aisle.
Uh-huh. Sephora made it.
The one thing I do remember about all those the pads and stuff is the smell. To this day, I can recall the smell of the Oxy pad.
Oh, right, yeah.
So distinct.
How does it make you feel?
Vulnerable.
Okay, all right.
Okay, all right.
It just sends me back to a time when I was very, very self-conscious mm-hmm. about how I looked.
Mm, mm.
Yo, yeah. The chlorine swimming back knee game for me was a fucking problem. I would get monster zits, not like all over, but like every couple of weeks, there'd just be a giant zit on my back or even my chest. Shit was wild, guys.
The back knee.
Uh-huh. It would make you faster.
It would give you power. It gave you an extra heartbeat.
That's your NOS. You just click uh-huh. in. Hold up. I'm going to pop this. Weren't you, Durs, aren't you like a watch pimples get popped on YouTube, dude? Or
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, I'll watch that stuff. I'm not into it. It's not my thing. Like when she cuts open those like festering whatevers and it just pours out.
It's a disgusting habit.
Yeah, there we go.
I guess I could get down with those. Those are kind of fun.
I do enjoy seeing what's living below the surface. I do. I know what you're saying, Durs.
I don't. I'm very grossed out every time I see one. I'm not on board with it. And I'm also not on board with popping my own zits. Like every time I do it, because
you have someone else do it. That's right. Since Pitch Perfect 2, he's been like, I'm not doing
it. I have a guy. He lives in my house. He's just ready to go. He's ready to pop. I'll do it, but I do it without enthusiasm.
What does that mean? Why?
Because you want to just leave it. I think the best thing for your skin is just to leave it. What it all stems from is Penny Divine, my mom, mm-hmm. was fucking mm-hmm. wild. Every time she saw a zit, it was game on. She's popping right. it. And I have scars all around on my temples.
Oh, from my God.
My fucking mom just popping my zits as if it's a fucking party.
So like, she just like went nuts on it and just kept squeezing, even though you're like, mom.
Yeah, she thought she was doing a good job.
I get it. Yeah, she's grooming.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, she scarred me. Oh, wow. Penny, I hope you listen to this and how you've ruined me.
In several ways.
What does that mean, Blake?
Well, she scarred you physically and emotionally, and I think you guys have a lot to talk about.
All right, fair enough.
But Durs, didn't our little, like, your zit videos, you kind of walked me down the path of, I feel like I discovered, like, bot flies from you.
What are they?
Yeah, I got you guys all deep in the bot flies. Bot flies are where you get bitten by a fly or a mosquito, and the larva of the bot fly lives on the mosquito little snout. And when they bite you, they drop off some little larva. Or like eggs, I should say, I think.
Oh, my God.
That goes into your skin. And then over the next couple weeks, the larva grows under your skin as like a parasite.
Yes.
And then you get like a little hole. You get a little hole. They're breathing out of the hole. So you got to put meat over it. Mm. And then they suffocate. And they have to like crawl into the meat. And then you peel the meat away.
Clean up on aisle vomit.
Hey. Yeah. I hope someone's cooking while listening to this podcast right now. This is the podcast they put on when they make their pan-fried steaks.
Yeah. You guys, listeners at home in your car, wherever you are right now, this is not for the weak stomach. Like, these videos are gnarly.
Yeah, go check out Bot Flies.
Yeah, I've seen that shit in the writer's room. I remember when you used to do that.
You can also put duct tape over it to suffocate them, but then you got to, like, get in there with the tweezers and pull them out of your skin, and they are.
So none of us have ever had this. Is this like you get this when you're like in the true jungle or something, or
jungle camping? Yeah.
Okay, but I mean, I've been camping quite a bit, and I've never got it.
Wait, yeah. Where does it? What's the origin of this?
Yeah, where is it prevalent? Is it anywhere?
Wherever they are on Naked and Afraid, they be getting those things on that show a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they're not wearing clothes. That's the first thing.
She's like, is that your dick? He's like, that's a bot fly.
That's actually a bot fly.
Is that a bot fly, or are you just happy to see me? What? Oh, fuck, it's a bot fly.
Oh.
Brutal. Jesus. Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe it is like happens more outside of the States.
Yeah.
I don't know how much camping you've done out there in Bolivia.
I haven't done a lot of Bolivia camping, no. Mm-hmm. No, not a lot of Bolivia camping.
Yeah, you got to. You really got to.
I just read an article, coronavirus.
Nice.
It was pretty tight. About Iquitos, Durs, that they've been hit like the hardest from coronavirus. And people there are having a really hard time. Me and Durs went to Iquitos, Peru, mm-hmm. Which is like the town. I guess it's a city. It's a small city.
Yeah.
That is the farthest, deepest into the jungle that you go to before you actually head up into the Amazon, up the Amazon River.
Right.
Okay. That we did for bad ideas.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a metropolis. I mean, not a major metropolis, but it's a town.
It's like a city. Yeah, it's a town. And
it's not like a jungle.
They got hit the hardest from coronavirus?
Yeah. Well, it was pretty, I guess, I don't mean to offend anyone, but it seemed like there wasn't a great hospital system there.
Right.
Oh, I see.
It didn't seem like a super modern infrastructure, although mm-hmm. it seemed like it was fucking about it. When we came off the boats and went to that little, like, what, the port, I guess you would call it?
Mm-hmm.
And there was just, like, cooking outside. It was fucking going off.
Oh, yeah.
Who let the dogs out?
Yes. Dude, it was like that.
I wanted to taste some dog.
There were dogs everywhere.
Fun town, good vibe, lack of infrastructure, which is why the coronavirus got
it. Well, that's the thing, though. Like, think about it. Everyone who you know, your most fun friends are the people who got coronavirus, right?
That's true. Yeah. I can vouch for that.
No. Every party pooper's like...
I've been trying.
Right, I know.
I've been actively...
Just to get your reputation up?
I've been trying.
You act like... I'm so surprised you haven't gotten it.
Me too, dude.
All my homies who are like wild dogs, they got it. They all got it.
Well, I'm surprised Blake hasn't gotten it because he hangs with a crew.
Hey.
Then they also, it's not that you're hanging with many people. It's you're hanging with the crew that are hanging with a lot of people.
Right.
I'm still going to send it.
That's where I think you would get bit.
I will be honest. I'm pretty surprised that I haven't caught a whiff. I was in the car with Corona one time and I thought I had it the next day.
Oh, but for sure.
I tested negative. I went directly to a testing site and...
Right.
Nice.
Thank you, God!
Thank you, God!
And what was Corona wearing?
Thank you, God!
Yeah, what did it look like?
Corona was wearing head-to-toe Supreme, surprisingly. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm waiting for that Supreme injection.
My smart fiance told me in an article she read, not me, so I might get some stats wrong, but...
Allegedly.
I'm still going to read it.
She says that 1 in 3 people right now in LA County have had coronavirus.
Mm.
1 in 3?
1 in 3.
Yeah.
And so we are... It's actually... It's a sad thing because you don't want to get it, and some people get really sick and die, but right. It's good for herd immunity, which we are inching towards.
True that.
Yeah, no,
very true.
Right, but is there evidence that you can't get it twice?
I don't know, Anders.
I don't know if there's evidence that says that the second time is worse than the first. I haven't heard of many.
But you can still catch it, carry it, and give it to somebody else is my point.
Yep, totally.
Absolutely.
I don't know if that's a lesser form or whatnot. You know what I mean?
Your Honor.
And is that allegedly or is that a fact, Jack?
That you can get it twice. That's a fact, Jack.
Absolutely true. There you go.
I don't know what the level of it is, because even when you get like the, you know, when you get the shot, when you whatever it is, the vaccine, you still are getting it, and you can get it later, right? Mm-hmm. It's just it builds your body's tolerance up, like it's building up your immune system against that particular virus,
right?
I feel like Kevin Durant, the basketball player, has had it like 5 times. They keep pulling him out of games. Like, he's got Corona. He got to get out. He keeps like looking up at the scoreboard like, you're taking me out again? Oh, my God.
Yeah, he did. They took him out like mid-game a few games ago.
It's just a play that they can use now. They're like, get him out of there.
Right.
Bring him back.
I got to go real quick. Yeah, I got that Rona.
Oh, that's wild.
My dude got it 5 times.
Hey. Hey, guys, look, no one knows how it works. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. We're acting like we know.
No, that's my favorite.
Just wear a mask.
If we don't know, I bet no one knows. Anyway.
Anyways.
This is important.
Hey, there we go. That's nice.
What is that from?
That is actually from UHF.
Oh.
But it's a play on, what was that Richard Dreyfuss movie when he like sees aliens and he's making his mashed potatoes?
Third Encounters, whatever.
Yeah.
Close.
Close
Encounters of the Third Kind.
Dude.
Yes, which that movie's super dope, right?
That movie's so tight.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I need to do is I've been just watching so many TV shows. I should get a list of really, really cool movies and just watch a movie. Yeah.
Let me give you a great list. Every Richard Dreyfuss movie.
That's true. Mm-hmm. He's a real player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Richard Dreyfuss rules.
I love Richard Dreyfuss.
Now, do we think Richard Dreyfuss is a nice guy?
No.
What?
Well, you know, he's currently in trouble. He's in
is
trouble
he?
Right now.
Oh,
is
yeah.
he?
He got busted. Yeah, he got busted like last year.
For what?
I think he was trying to pick up like actresses on the job kind of thing.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah. I think it's the bathrobe situation.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I'm pissed now.
That's
Dreyfuss.
I think someone called him out for some shit back in the day.
Oh.
Dreyfuss. That's a bummer to me. I like that guy.
Hey.
I still love you.
Yeah. What's he got? So he's got Holland's Opus, and then what else does he got? I'm thinking, What about Bob?
Jaws?
Yeah, Jaws, Close Encounters. Right.
Oh, what's the one where they dress up in all the SMN gear with Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah, and is Dan Aykroyd in that?
Stakeout?
Another Stakeout?
And another Stakeout.
Yeah.
He's also in this like one, it's like a Steven Spielberg movie nobody's watched where he's like a pilot who died, but he's
1940
like, whatever? No, it's called like...
Oh, Always.
Yes. actually a very good movie.
Yes, always is tough.
A very good movie.
Very good.
I like a lot of Steven Spielberg movies.
Yeah, he's kind of good.
I knew what he was doing.
He's got a good taste and he knows how to do it.
I'm going
to
go out on a limb here. He's pretty good.
It's pretty tight. Wow. That was Richard Dreyfuss ever like, I can't imagine him as a young person. Like, I'm having a hard time thinking of him as like, a 25 or 35 year old guy. He was always 50 years old to me.
Yeah.
Was he a hot young guy?
To me?
Yeah, to Durs.
Yes. Well, okay. When you watch Jaws now, he does seem young.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And I do think that was the whole point, is that he was like the rich young guy who shows up and has like the fancy boat and is kind of a dork, but in the end actually has some nards.
Sweet nards.
Hey, bro, you got nards.
He's really got some nards. Well, that got pretty dangerous out there. I'm glad he had some nards.
They're kicking back on those, like, pontoon things, and he's like, hey, man, glad you had some nards. As credits are rolling.
Took some serious nards to get out of here alive.
His nards were those barrels.
Oh, fuck.
He took down two nards.
That's why he was 100 days over budget on that movie. It was not because – it's just they needed to find that line.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with the shark that didn't break or anything. It just – he needed that line.
Yeah, I don't know. The shark's dead. All danger is gone. It's like, how do we end this thing? We got to wrap it up.
We don't have the line. What's the
line? Did I tell you guys about my elephantitis?
Damn, you got some nards. Hold on. Roll camera.
I'm Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh, are we doing more impressions of Richard Dreyfuss this week, though?
Oh, that would be sick.
It's going to bite you in the ass. You're waiting till it swims up to you and bites you in the ass.
That's just me shouting words from a movie.
I'm Richard Dreyfuss.
Yo, when he had the deaf kid in Mr. Holland's Opus.
That movie, though.
And you're like, but he loves music and his kid can't hear music?
Mm-hmm. That movie is beautiful.
So tight.
Didn't he got an Oscar, right? He got an Oscar for that?
I hope so.
Did he?
I think so. I think something with that movie got an Oscar.
It at least got nominated.
Yeah, seems real.
Got my pecker hurt.
Yeah, my Oscar pecker's hard.
Checks a lot of the boxes.
Yeah.
Am I crazy? In that movie, was he like teaching summer school and like the driving was like going over a hill and got like airborne?
What?
Oh, really? I don't remember
right?
it going
Am
like
I
that.
Inventing that?
Like they're like pushing.
I don't remember that movie.
During
at
like
all.
A montage when he's like, it's a good movie. But so he's like a broke ass music teacher who's like trying to get all these kids to do music. His kid.
Hey, can
his
we
own
just
song.
Pay the teachers? Come on.
Come
Honestly,
on.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you.
Shifting.
But there's a montage. He takes the extra job teaching driver's ed during the summer. And in the montage, I want to say that like the driver's ed kid, it goes like airborne over a hill.
That's probably right. I feel like the airborne thing was like in a lot of movies with cars where it's just like, yeah, push it. The stunt guy's like, I can push it. I can get air off that hill right there. It's like, go ahead, film it.
I think I can speak for all of us when I say one of our regrets about Workaholics is that we never did the car driving on the two side wheels.
That's all I wanted to do, man. I wanted to put the Vo on two wheels. That would have been so sick.
Yeah.
Every 80s movie from Encino Man. What else?
Yeah, like Blues Brothers. Do they ever hit a two-wheel?
For sure.
Twins. Twins hit it fucking hard, man.
Can we promise that whatever project that we work on together next, that we have that exact shot that we're talking about now?
The twin
Hell
shot.
Yeah.
I promise to open with it.
Yeah, baby. We're shoehorning that in no matter what. We're going to write the movie backwards from that shot.
Yeah.
I would argue that every car in the movie will be driving on two wheels.
The craziest thing is like that's not a CGI trick. That's like a fucking whip the wheel one way, whip it the other way, and get it up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Tom saying, guys, check this out.
Well, Kyle, I don't know if you recall this, but back in high school, I was doing a student film for drama class that Teddy was in, and we were in the back of this dude's pickup truck, and it was like kind of a horror movie or whatever, and we had to skirt out, and you see in the shot, the truck gets on two wheels. Mm. If that shit would have flipped, we were in the bed of the truck. We would have died.
Whoa.
I remember the story. I remember the shot.
He's a dead man.
Yeah, we would have straight up died.
Yeah, that was real.
That's crazy. And high school was such a Absolutely insane time.
Can I just say real quick, Adam, hold on one second. Blake, I'm super glad you did not die in that moment, man.
Thanks.
I'm glad for that too.
You've given me a couple heart palpitations in our life, but I'm glad you're here, partner.
Thank you very much.
Mm. Yeah, buddy.
I'm glad that none of us died in high school like we all definitely 100% could have.
Like we should have.
We all narrowly escaped it. But now we're here and we're talking.
We've all been in a trunk of a car and it's on two wheels, huh?
Cherish life, everybody. Cherish life.
Yeah, I remember in high school, the car in front of me, like I came up to a buddy's house and there's a bunch of friends just kicking it. And they were like, hey, we're about to go go-karting. You want to come?
Sick.
This car's full. You'll have to follow us. I'm like, okay. And so my buddy Zach hopped in the car with me and their car was a Suzuki Samurai and it was packed. And it was about 100 yards in front of us and it took a turn. And all of a sudden we just saw the like taillights just disappear. We go around this bend and we're like, what happened? And they just launched off the side of like a ravine.
Goodbye.
With like a creek down there and like hit the guardrail and flipped over like head over heels like three times and landed upside down in this creek.
Right.
And we come and we're like, all of our friends are dead. 100%. Yeah. I'm about to walk up to a mass graveyard, a mass grave. And climbed down, and they just all came out, and they were like, whoa, bro,
right.
That was wild.
Did I do that?
And then Monday at school, you were like, yeah, no, I was in there too. Because everyone's talking about it. It's like legendary. You're like, I actually was in there.
I actually was in there, and if it wasn't for me being in there, we probably would have died. No, I think it was like the fact that there were so many kids piled in that car saved them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Suzuki's not a big, like, doesn't sit a lot of people, right?
No. And so, like, the overflow went into my car. So I had, like, two or three guys in my car. And then there were still, like, five or six guys in the Suzuki.
The way you were driving was dangerous, actually, Adam. You weren't packed enough. If you had flipped.
I know.
You guys all would have.
That's what I told my parents when I came home. I'm like, I need more people in the car with me at all times. Not wearing seatbelts.
And they're like, make friends. Make friends, Adam.
What were you riding at that time, Adam? What was your high school car at that time?
Oh, I had the 93 Cavalier convertible with red hubcaps and a red race stripe. Get on.
That's sick.
Must have been nice.
I love. Was that your first car?
Yeah, that was my first whip. Salvage title. Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah.
Doggy.
Yeah, man. Cost me $3,600. Still took a loan out.
Yeah, man. Dude, I spent like $3,600 on my first car. I paid it to my grandpa. I got his fucking 89 Honda Accord.
Nice, dude.
There we go.
Your grandpa charged
Hell
you?
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
dude,
damn.
That's so tight.
Yeah,
well, I mean, I had to save for it. It was a big thing. I saved for it with the paper route and the first jobs and stuff like that. And it was like, if I put money down, my folks would match it.
I bought mine a year before I even turned 16. I bought it when I was 15 and just started, and it just sat in my garage and I would just wash it and sit in it and like got the Alpine speakers ready to fucking bump, ready to go and just would sit there.
And then so you'd be like, one day this will be mine.
I will be able to drive this.
I love the idea of you in the garage with like the door down, the engine running, and you just fucking die and your mom comes in and is like, Adam?
You like that idea?
Yeah.
Hold on. I really like that idea of Adam dying at 15.
He's like got his hands on the wheels like, man, I can't wait. Like, yeah.
The fuzzy dice. I was such a maniac in high school too, because I like thought like getting different beer caps was cool. Like to show like, yeah, I drank a Heineken this weekend and an Amstel Light and a Budweiser.
Right.
And I had like one of the hanging tree air freshener things and I would fold them over that. So it on the sides. So it's just as like, oh, look, I obviously drink and drive this car. Like I just hung them from my rearview mirror and drove around the town.
Give me a hell yeah. Give me a Steve Weiser.
That is so cool, man. Your evidence is just presented to the cops.
Yeah, just right there. Just ready to get pulled over.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Do they still have a... Because like when you would get your permit, right? And then you would get your license and you couldn't drive with anybody in your car except like your mom or dad, right?
Right, right.
That's when you have your permit.
That was permit. It was when you had your license actually in California. Like you got your license at 16.
That's why I'm moving, guys.
See ya.
I'm going to Austin.
You got your license at 16 and it was like still provisional. So like you during the first like 6 months, you couldn't drive anybody else around unless it was up to work or back. Yeah, when you had your actual license, they put a stipulation on it for 6 months. And then for a year, you couldn't drive past like midnight and 5 a.m. or something like that.
They hit you with the stip?
Yeah, we got the stips.
You got stipped? Wow.
There ain't nobody stipped. You can't stip me, dude.
I was unstippable.
We got stipped.
But Kyle, remember me and you? We used to break that law when we went.
Fuck yeah, we did, homie. Hop
bad
in.
Well, that's because we were working those late nights at the movie theater, dog.
That's right, dude. Mm-hmm. We were working.
Oh, shit. Less of a bad boy.
I got a letter in my glove box that says I could drive it this late, okay?
Oh, not a bad boy at all. He's got the proper documentation.
I got a letter from the DMV. Damn right. We still got our vests on and our name tags, all right?
Wow. Uh-oh. Employed not bad boys at all. Contributing member of to society.
Boom.
A little bit of popcorn in my mustache.
Oh, but hold on, Adam. But hold on, because the movie theater closed at midnight. What are we doing out at 3?
Uh-oh, what are they doing?
Uh-oh.
What? Playing video games and drinking Mountain Dew with their friend in their friend's basement.
Nah, bro.
Somebody sat in a milk dud.
It was probably we had to deep clean the popcorn machine.
That's what I'm talking about, Blake. Still working out there.
I can't wash this butter smell off of me.
Hey, you want to talk about zits, bro?
Oh, boy. You got that Orbo Redenbacher's?
For real.
The movie theater, if you're working the popcorn machine, you're walking home with some zits. And I'm talking like, it's not the deep zit. It's like just the pus zits.
The butter when they go.
Now I remember you with zits, dude. When I think about us working at the theater, now I remember you with zits all over your face, dog.
I feel like Blake had nose zits. Is that accurate?
He had it all over his face, cheeks.
No, I did not.
It was gnarly, bro. No. I remember it. And I was like, it's cool, dude.
No.
Prove it.
I could close my eyes and imagine Blake just soaking wet with zit pus.
Are you free enough?
A big zit nose, just perched on the end. If you just gave it a squeeze,
no, dude, my zits were right where like my mustache ends right now, right,
yeah.
Corner of the mouth.
That's just you not using napkins.
They were primed for that mustache. They were getting ready. They're like, the hair follicles are growing up there. This is the only place that we can sprout.
Absolutely.
Our pimple wings.
I never really got zits, but I did get in where my beard started coming in. I would get like on my neck, the ingrown joints where they're like, yo, you're about to get a beard. We're making way.
So you get a lot of ingrown hairs, huh?
It's bad.
I never got that. I didn't really have any sort of hair growth at all in high school.
I got a lot of pus. I don't got ingrown hairs. It's a lot of zits.
I'm talking about like in my 20s when like facial hair became a thing in my life.
Oh yeah, 20s, not now, of course.
Oh, because I was about to say, what did that do to your hickey game, bro?
What, suck the hair out?
Oh yeah, like a girl would just suck the pus out. She'd be like, you're like, you're a little tart.
No, that was the tightest question, Blake.
That's for sure like a weird kink that for sure thousands of people. Yeah. This is how weird the earth is.
There's a Craigslist pus sucker dude out there.
Yeah, that there's like for sure thousands of people on planet Earth that get off on pus sucking because humans are foul.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, right. No, even beyond that, who's like down for there was the hickey bro at school. Like, what's up with the hickey bro?
Well, I don't know. You bring a lot of like very specific your high school thing where it's like, you know how like you get drunk and there would always be that one homie that would cry all the time, right?
Yeah, but no, that was real though. We found out the cry guy is real.
Oh, wait, let's circle back to that because I did reach out to you guys. I did remember there was a homie in the crew who did get drunk and cried all the time, and I just forgot about it.
Yeah.
I still love you.
How's he doing now? He's just a sad sack of shit now, or he got his life together?
He's watching wrestling.
No, you know what? Haven't spoken to him since high school-ish. During college, met this girl from Columbia and got her pregnant and like, just moved down there and is doing his thing down there.
Okay.
Wait.
Yeah. Okay.
What were we talking about?
Yeah. Wait. So you. Oh, so you guys. Bro, yeah. You guys didn't have a hickey, bro, at the school. You didn't have like.
I wanted a hickey because I felt like you were supposed to get hickeys. Like that was the thing. Or I wanted to give hickeys because it was like I'm supposed to give a hickey.
Right. You let people know you're out there. You're mixing it up.
But it was just you and Blake in your backyard, like right after doing some backyard wrestling. You're like, yo,
bro,
just suck.
Come on, man.
69, dudes. Just suck my neck real quick. So we could say we have hickeys.
So what?
I remember a girl came to like, I guess I was in seventh grade or sixth grade, and she was a year older.
Oh.
And she came to youth group.
Oh, yeah.
And she just had her like shirt hella deep cut and just had hickeys all over her titties. And everyone was like, what are you doing? And she was letting them know.
Praise Jesus.
She was letting them know.
My Lord and Savior.
Titty hickeys? That's real? I didn't even know.
Yo. It definitely is like an announcement.
Yeah, dude. It looked like someone walked on her.
And this was in a youth group, like in a church youth group. And was she did she deny it? She was like, "These I'm actually I've never even kissed a guy before. These just appeared. I'm the Virgin Mary, but with hickeys."
Yeah, she used a vacuum.
No. The youth group I was in was like 50% like, hey, we all like it here. And the other 50% were like sent there by their parents to get saved and shit. Like,
yeah, baby.
It was half like you, half of them would go play guitar and then the other half of us would go like smoke weed somewhere.
Yes. Youth group was a very scandalous place.
Yeah.
It's scandalous.
Yeah. That's how mine was too. It was a very wildly horny youth group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was just operation. Like, we had to, like, do our prayers. But then it was just, like, who is going to touch a boob or touch a dick?
Right.
You're still a teen with a boner, and those are still girls with boobs. Like, that's what's up. That's part of what it is.
So it's inescapable?
It's inescapable. What are you supposed to do?
It's bound to happen.
Sorry, God.
I remember, I think it was at a church sleepover the first time that I found out that girls were horny. Like, someone came up and said, hey, Lindsay thinks you're hot. She's horny for you. And I'm like,
right.
And this wasn't to me. This was to my friend. But this was not to me.
What does that mean?
But I was like, wait, what did she? She's horny? And they're like, yeah, she's like so horny. And I'm like, the girl is horny.
Right.
Do I make you horny, baby?
That is cool.
And it blew my fucking mind. I was like, oh my God. It's a whole new world. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
I used to trade notes with a girl who would just be writing about how horny she was. And I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm like so friend zoned on this one. I think she had like the hots for some other guy.
And she kept saying like how horny she is. And
oh, she's like, I can't sit in this fucking class any longer. I'm so horny. And I was like, this is unbelievable. I think I threw the notes away like 10 years ago. I like found them in my room and I was like, I don't think I should have these.
Oh, a bunch of girls from my high school just went and on Facebook, like, were like reading notes aloud that people had sent. And there's like tons of notes from me.
Wow. Oh, no.
Like, notes of like Alva Adam. They're like, yeah, Adam Devine sent me this in seventh grade. And it's just like, I like Christy. She's so pretty.
You're blowing
like,
your spot up.
Yeah, just totally blow. I'm like, those are private notes.
Yeah, ladies. For real. Those are private from the adolescents. Leave them alone. They're off
leave
limits.
Them be. Keep them in the shoebox.
Yeah. Dude.
Dig them out when we're like 70 and be like, the youth.
Yeah, that's not public shit, man. That's not.
Remember handwriting.
Dude, now that I think about it, I definitely have like all my like high school girlfriend love letters. I should crack those open.
Oh, yeah.
They're heavy as fuck,
what
too.
Do you mean?
Like love talk.
Oh,
I thought you meant like it weighed a lot.
Oh, ours were not. Yeah. I feel like by the time we got in high school, we weren't writing. Ours was like middle school, very much just like, I like her a lot. I hope she likes me. Circle yes or no if you think she does.
Right.
Just like true, like little kid shit.
Oh.
I feel like I used to get into some drama with some girls. Like it was like lifetime. Like,
yeah.
I believe that about you, dude.
Yeah. Hey, Kyle, can I talk to you about this? Did you sign this in your blood?
Yeah. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Why?
I don't like that. Nobody likes that.
It's just your blood and semen mixed together like the Metallica album. You're like, what? Yeah. You love that album.
Oh, boy.
I didn't think it was bad. I just thought it meant forever. Like, there's no other way for me to really propose how much this means to me.
Unlock your car.
What was I supposed to do?
What was I supposed to do, huh? I can't remember.
Dude, Kyle, you've always been a romantic. You are you've been the Kevin Federline of our crew.
He's always been the crow of our crew.
I just watched that documentary, Saving Britney or whatever it is.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's not the right title, but
no, what is it? It's like
Framing Britney.
Free Britney.
Framing Britney.
Framing Britney, okay. But the hashtag is Free Britney, y'all.
It's Free Britney, and I just watched that and I forgot how much you dress like Kevin Federline or Kevin Federline dressed like you because
No.
It was so natural. No, it was so natural because we didn't know who Kevin Federline was, and then Kevin Federline came on the scene and we were living together at this time. And it was like, Kyle, you're Kevin Federline. You guys are the same person.
What? What's the style?
Oh.
It was Kyle Newchek.
It's Kyle. Yeah, it's way tilted hat.
It was hat like this. It was fucking like tank top, like dancer, like fucking kind of like big baggy pants. Like,
Well, I don't know if you were a dancer.
Wasn't he a dancer? Isn't that why he did it?
Yes, he was.
For me, I was looking at Chad Muska, who was a skateboarder who had some cool style at the time. And there was some K-Fed Muska crossover that I think I got caught in.
Yes. Uh-huh. There was Kyle never wore a hat straight until maybe the last 5 years. It was 100% just 15 degrees to the right or left was his hat.
Popo's out. That's Popo's out.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was about to say. It all gets boiled down to a Popo Zhao lifestyle, baby.
And Popo Zhao was Kevin Federline's song?
Song.
Hit.
Song. It was a hit.
Hey, feel free to cue that one up, Blake.
Oh,
give us
15
seconds.
It works.
Give us 15 seconds of that.
Go ahead. Let it ride.
Give us a Popo Zhao, please. Oh, shit.
Popo Zhao.
Oh, I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, here we go.
This, yo, it was ahead of its time. If that's, I guarantee you, if that should drop today.
Oh, in the club, especially after.
Well, we weren't in a club. We were 18, 19 years old, so we weren't quite in a club.
We were trying to get into clubs. We were trying.
No. Popo Zhao was 2006.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, six. But we were still too young to get into the club.
No, we were in the club in 06. We were in the club.
You were in the club?
I was in the club.
You weren't in the club?
We were in the club.
In 06? We weren't in the club at 06. We were 20 years old.
You were outside of the club?
No, in 06, we were 22. We were in the club.
Oh, you're right. We were 22. Yeah.
So where were you?
By the way,
so where were you?
We still weren't in the club.
Yo, you were in the club.
We were trying to get into the clubs.
If you remember, at 22 years old, it was us standing outside. Someone didn't have the right pants. Someone didn't have the right shoes. And we'd have to go home 75% of the time.
Oh, hey, if you want to know a legendary club moment with us at Comic-Con, remember? I couldn't get into a Comic-Con after party bar because I had shorts on.
Yes.
So you guys got in and sent whose pants were they?
They were my pants.
We went in and then Kyle took his pants off. We crowded around Kyle so no one could see him in his underwear. We took the pants out to Blake. Blake put the pants on outside, came in, and then I guess y'all did a switch in the bathroom or what?
No, he just took them off. I put them on, and it was game on. We were good. We were in the club.
Unreal.
When the door guy turns you away like, you have shorts on, you're not coming in tonight, and then you walk back 5 minutes later with pants on, he's like,
all right.
I don't know how you did it, but you did it.
You did it.
Yo, hats off. The hat is off.
And actually, hats off. No hats.
Hats off, actually.
That was the best. I love that shit. I just remember feeling like that was such a fucking G move. Like, I was standing naked with, like, four dudes around me.
That did always piss me off when there was just some, like, arbitrary rule. Like, I remember how mad Kyle would get when they'd make, like, a bar or a club would make them take the hat off.
Oh, God. It would fucking, especially if I was already a little drunk, I'd be fucking livid.
Yeah.
And they'd say, you can't wear your fucking hat at a sports bar.
Right.
fucking piece of shit.
The other thing that was ridiculous is it's fucking Comic-Con. They're like, you can't come in with shorts. But then Harley Quinn and fucking the Joker walk by. It's what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Right. And you're in San Diego. That's shorts land.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that is, we were more adults by that point. We'd been out and about. By Comic-Con. But yes, Comic-Con, anything should go, for sure.
Right. Yeah, like Captain America is dancing on the dance floor.
Right.
Yeah.
He's in tights.
Yeah, let me wear my shorts in.
Comic-Con is the weirdest place. God, I miss it. It's so fun. It's just cool just knowing that, like, someone's going to go in there just dressed as Deadpool, and they're going to meet Sailor Moon, and they're going to go home and fuck. And you're like, this is their ultimate dream.
Dude, that's tight.
Did any of you guys ever go to that, like, ball that they have?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We went the first year, for sure.
With TK, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thomas Kellogg. Yeah. You may recognize him from Workaholics as the dunking genie, Thomas Kellogg.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Uh-huh. He's just a legendary.
Or you may not.
Or not.
Yeah, that was, like, the year that Thomas, whenever Thomas rolled down to Comic-Con, though, it was like, fucking, the mission was trying to get him into the parties that we were allowed in, but he was not.
Yeah.
So it was just like trying to get him in.
This dude is an R&B singing joke machine, and when he arrives, the party gets turned up quite a bit.
It goes to 11.
He wore a shirt that year that said $1 joke machine, trying to just get people.
Did he really?
Trying to just get people to give him a dollar, and like he'd tell a joke.
Wow, that's weird. That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
It said joke machine on his shirt?
$1 joke machine.
Yo.
No, he had a price.
Well,
I can't believe I just pulled that from like a weird wrinkle in the brain. That's weird.
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah, he would do that. He would go crazy. Yeah.
Wow. Do you guys remember when it used to say Stouffer's?
That was our Mandela effect with Thomas Kellogg.
Oh, you got Mandela effect.
Is he even real? Is he even real?
But yeah, we went to that ball. That ball was crazy.
He balled out.
We went like 5 or 6 or 7 years in a row. I missed a handful of them towards the end, but we went to a solid 3 or 4 in a row all together as a crew.
Yeah. It was tight.
Yeah.
It started getting a little more buttoned up, though. Like, everything, like, people who were in, it used to be, like, people who were in these major movies would come, get kind of drunk, have a good time. Mm-hmm. But then by the end of it, it was, like, people would kind of peace out, like, leave San Diego after they would do their Comic-Con appearance.
Well, that might have been directly our fault, because we were such maniacs at, like, the Entertainment Weekly party. Specifically, myself.
Yeah. Well, you jumped into the pool, like, after you jumped off the roof?
Well, Isaac's saying that you, Kyle, lit your pants on fire?
Oh, I did.
Because you were pissed at the man?
I did light my pants on fire.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I did.
On the rooftop.
Yes, it was very hot. It was very hot. And so I asked for scissors.
And so you're like, the only thing that'll cool me off is this flame?
No. It wasn't like that. It was like it was hot, and I used scissors to cut my pants. It was that time of the year where it was time to cut the pants into shorts.
Right. Okay.
So I did it on the roof of the Hard Rock Hotel, and then I just threw them in the fire. And then I was like, fuck it. Fuck you guys.
They had like a fire pit with the rock, like the rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like the rock style fancy fire pit. Like looks like glass and shit. And there's just flames coming out of it. This dude just threw his pants onto it.
Yeah.
And the people working there are like, you, what are you doing?
And that's when it was like, no, I can do whatever I want.
I remember arm wrestling the big guy from The Blind Side, the giant man. I'm like arm wrestling him. And it was like later that night. You guys were looking for me, and Isaac found me cornering Wesley Snipes, asking him about prison.
Yeah.
And he's like, Adam, come on. We got to get you out of here.
Dude, do you remember how hard we, like, just broed down with the cast of MTV's Teen Wolf? Like,
yes. Oh, man.
It was like anytime we would cross paths, it would be like, Teen Wolf!
And we would just start calling it out. And you know what's crazy? I bet all those guys are together and talking about us right now.
Yeah, you know that they're talking about us on the Wolf Podcast.
Hey, come on, man.
Much love, Tyler.
Much love. We were out of our mind.
Good red carpet photos from that.
Well, I think a lot of it is that it did start to slow down Comic-Con. Without a doubt, it did. Because it was more wild the first handful of years that we did. But also, I think that we're just getting older.
Yeah.
And we are aren't as wiling out as hard.
But there was nobody else doing it. There was nobody else wiling out. I think things got more and more corporate, and people who were like, yo, I just got this Marvel movie. I'm not going to vomit at the Entertainment Weekly party.
Yeah.
When we went there, it was like wild, wild west.
And we were like, oh, we should be the first ones to vomit.
Yeah. It was fucking crazy. It was nuts. Like, we were causing a ruckus. We went on a red carpet. Our first red carpet together was as the cast of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Drunk That's as true. Fuck and stoned out of our minds. Just like, oh my God, they let us on.
Yeah. That's right. And then we met those dudes and we were like, hey, we're going to have a TV show that comes on in a few months. That's basically what you guys did. And they were like, cool. And we were like, great.
Yeah, they were very cool to be so cool with us about that.
Yeah.
The Broad City Girls did the exact same thing to me. I was at some New York like Comedy Central party, and they came up to me and were like, hey, we have a TV show that's about to come out, and we're basically the female version of Workaholics. And I'm like, fuck yeah. Go get you some, girls.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
No, it happened. Happened to me.
Allegedly.
Wait, what's the whole thing? You jumped into the pool though. Like, wasn't it like you jumped onto this fucking floating thing and you thought you were going to break through it, but you just landed on it because it was like a raft?
Story of his life.
And then you fucking like, and it was post back surgery.
Well, yeah, there's that layer.
Oh my God.
There's that whole layer. But the whole thing was like every year it was on the roof of the Hard Rock San Diego Hotel, and they have a pool there, but they would cover it with like a sheet and light it up Entertainment Weekly. And I'm like,
right.
Yeah, I'm going to jump on it and swim. And
I think it like wraps up children and they like suffocate and drown. He was like, I'm going to jump on that.
Do a cannonball on it.
Remember when Blake broke that huge beer bottle from Carl Strauss? Because he broke it on the red carpet because it said Carl on it and Kyle couldn't be there for the Comic-Con that year. So he was bringing this around as if like you're there with us.
Like a giant glass growler.
That's nice of you. Thank you.
Like Paul Bearer with the Undertaker's urn ashes.
But then you broke it? What happened? Did you mean to break it?
He got angry at you. You weren't there, man.
Oh. No. I wasn't
mad.
No,
he saw somebody.
I was coming up the steps and Olivia Munn was walking down and I was up. This was like G4 Olivia Munn. I was like obsessed with her. And I see her and I was like, oh shit. And I just spun hella quick. Broke the bottle and
she ran away.
Her whole pack of people is like, go, 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 go. Like, oh man.
Wait, no, talk to me. Your hands are bleeding.
There goes that.
There's glass everywhere.
Who let the dogs out? G4.
I saw Jeffrey Dean Morgan and thought that he was the guy from
Javier Bardem.
Javier Bardem.
Oh yeah, you totally did.
You talked to him for a minute, right?
Yeah, I talked to them for a while, and then I'm like, I love No Country for Old Men, dude. No Country for Old Men. And he's like, I like that movie too. And then later, I'm still didn't put it together. Later at the party, from across the party, I'm like, No Country for Old Men, Javier. And he's like, yeah, okay,
yeah. It's a good movie.
It's a good movie. It's not me.
As fun as I had at those parties, and I would never take any of it back, it's like if I would have been 30% more sober, we could have been connecting with some of the coolest people. I could have had all of Game of Thrones number in my phone.
Hey, yeah, man, I felt like I was connecting with the coolest people.
Yeah.
You guys.
Okay.
You guys.
Friendship. Oh.
I still love you.
That being said, looking for work.
The whole thing, our whole end to Comic-Con was that they fucking made it so that we could not be in any more sanctioned events, right? Because our last, whatever panel was a big one.
H Hall.
It was a big one. Yeah, it's fucking huge. We did some music and all that, but everybody.
Yeah, there was a few thousand people there. It was awesome.
What's crazy is we didn't even do anything crazy. We threw water on people and they were like, you can't do that.
Water, and we gave some t-shirts.
Wasn't it because of the fans? Like, they were all fucked up.
They were smoking weed.
Because they stormed the stage at the end. And I think they had, the year before, they had like some people get really hurt from stuff.
Well, remember there was like a Harry Potter panel where someone stabbed someone in the eye with a pencil.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes.
But that had nothing to do with us.
Not our fault.
Yeah.
No, but we were were like, storm the stage. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, we were fun. Shout out to Tom Green, who emceed our panel, right?
Yeah, he led the panel.
Also, a shout out to Tom Green and what he's doing right now on his IG. I don't know if you guys see him out there all alone.
I'm up on it.
Dude. What happened? So What's fucking wild. He's out there in a van, like, just cruising America with him and his dog and his guns and making, like, weird...
What?
Yeah. Making
guns?
Like, him and his dog and his guns?
What?
Yeah, he's got two guns.
He's got, like, a mobile solar panel power generator everything, like, van that he's living in.
He's making music. It's got, like, a recording studio in it. And then, like, he's doing, like, drone shots and making his own music and stuff and putting it on YouTube.
And this isn't like a cry for help or like we're watching his last days. This is
No.
This is Tom Green. He doesn't cry for help. He just is always five steps ahead of everybody.
But never with guns. Like, well, what's the gun part?
He's got to have something out there.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, he's in the Badlands, baby.
That was a new addition. I think he just like, you know, straps them on. You can watch the video where he straps them all on.
Hey,
like,
dude, I'm all for it. I want to get way deep into guns.
Okay. All right.
I would like to be way deep into them. I already have a shotgun and a Tommy gun. So
perfect. My dude has a Tommy gun like Bugsy.
Dude, I have a full Tommy gun with the circular drum.
You have a drum?
Yeah, I have a drum.
Please be careful. I have a feeling that's just going to explode in your hands.
It won't explode, but it will get stuck sometimes, and you just have to hold on until it runs out of bullets, and it's actually terrifying.
Is it real?
Where are you shooting it? Off the back of your house into the ocean?
Yeah.
He's fishing, man.
You know, what's awesome, though, is you can actually shoot. You could go clay shooting in the ocean. You just got to go out to international waters, which is just 3 miles off, and then you could shoot clays, which I haven't done yet, but I'd like to. Mm-hmm. No, I go in the country when I'm back home in Nebraska.
With a Tommy gun.
Yeah, what's up with the Tommy gun? You're so Bugsy Malone, man.
Yeah.
It's just kind of cool to have. Actually, there's no purpose to it, but it's just kind of a fun thing to have.
I mean, I hope you have a few nude pictures with it. Where it's just you, Tommy Gunn, butt naked.
You should do that while you're in great shape.
Right. Honestly, if you would take them for me, I want your skilled eye.
Oh, bro, while you're in great shape, you should do that. Like before you, like, you know, balloon at any point in your life. Just get.
Yeah.
He's going to stay like this forever.
I feel like the ballooning is already happening. So it goes ebbs and flows where I'm good for 2 weeks and then I take a week where I'm just like, hey, how many nachos can I eat in a day?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I get that. It's like all intermittent fast.
It ebbs and
flows. All intermittent fast for like 4 days and then just eat for 24 hours.
Yeah. The cause of diarrhea.
It fucking sucks.
I guess I'll eat all these gummy bears.
Well, you know what I should do is get like that should be like our wedding photos for me and Chloe. Like we dress old timey. But the Tommy gun.
That would be cool.
Right. Those photos are so sick.
And she's got the little pocket pistol on the garter.
Yeah, she has a little tiny like prostitute pistol, the little pea shooter.
Yeah.
That'd be tight.
Damn, that'd be hot.
Yeah, you get a dope ass whip at your car, take some pictures outside of an early Ford or something or an early Cadillac.
Yeah, I get like an old T, what is it? Not a T-Mobile.
Model T.
Model T.
Dude, I'm going to get one. One is coming to my house in like 3-4 months that runs.
Yeah! Well, I'm scared that now you have a larger house with a bigger driveway to get more clunkers to park out front. How many are you going to have in your grassy area?
No, I got garage space now, playboy.
Okay.
Okay. Oh! Dropping magazine titles.
1915 Model T is That's coming tight. My way. And it just got a new paint job. It's all tuned up. It runs.
Like, and it looks good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll send you guys a pic.
Hell yeah, that's tight.
But it's all under wraps because it's for the project I'm working on. So you know, keep it
okay.
You are the one who brought it up.
I know. Whoopsies.
I'm gonna forget when we hang up.
Can you hit me with a whoopsies?
Well, it's toasty. But
oh, hit me with toasty. I always think toasties whoopsies.
Whoopsies.
Why do I think that, Mandela?
Toasty.
Because Adam.
Because Adam says that?
He says, whoopsie.
Whoopsies.
I'm my own soundboard over here, man. I'm not waiting for Blake.
Wait, so, okay. Well, then I guess we could talk about why you got it another time, because it's Under wraps.
But it's so dope.
Because I'm interested, but I guess I can't talk about it.
No, 1915, though. Like, well, and the thing fucking, it's crazy to that run. It's got like,
well, why don't you cry
it's got
about
like
it?
Three pedals. It's got like fucking weird. Yeah.
Yeah, we would love to talk about it, but it's under wraps.
But can I ask you why you have
it? You cannot. It's under wraps. I'm sorry.
So why did you buy it? If it's for a project, why didn't the production rent it or something? Why do you need to buy?
I need to be quiet about this right now. I'm going to get in trouble again.
Come on, okay. Dude.
All right. Doesn't seem like you needed to buy it.
Wait, again? What did you get in trouble for?
I already got in trouble for talking about some shit on this podcast, so I have to be careful.
You son of a bitch.
I just have to be careful how much Hollywood knowledge I drop.
All right. Any take backs, callbacks?
Oh, man,
apologies.
I'm taking back the last 5 minutes of this. Can we just cut it out? Can we cut it?
Oh, man. We got to keep it. What are you
doing?
Cut it.
No. Well, he should cut you out. How about that?
Yeah, take that back. Take that back. So down.
Take backs, apologies, compliments.
Hey, I don't take
epic
back
slams,
anything.
Giveaways.
Any epic slams or giveaways? I would just like to say that I would like to compliment all four of us for a great, fun podcast. I feel like we weren't really shitting on each other. I enjoyed this conversation today. Some days I'm like, yikes, you
this again?
Ouchie. Yikes,
another clunker,
another one.
I agree, Adam.
But this one was great.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I love them all. I will compliment my buddy Kyle, who broke the law a little bit, driving me late night from the movie theaters. But we were out there getting paper. We were out there getting paper, doing our thing. And I really want to compliment you on having E40s in a major way in the tape deck. There we go.
I think about that all the time, dude. Some of the best. Yeah. That was pre. Mm. That's like woke up in the AM.
It was great.
Do you remember that little? Do you remember that rhyme he had where he's like, "Woke up in the AM, toasted out of my cranium,
gotta take a shit, took a dump in the Mediterranean."
And then he says,
was that tape, and then Limp Bizkit, Jay-Z, Collision Course.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
hey. Yo, we're still doing take backs.
No, it was Linkin Park. By the hold on, it was Linkin
we
Park.
Came
Jay-Z.
Of age at the absolute perfect time for music.
Yes,
nothing but Limp Bizkit, Puddle of Mud, all the hitters.
Oh, did I say Limp Bizkit?
Yes, you said Limp Bizkit. It was Linkin Park.
I'm sorry. Yes, Linkin Park. Yes, of
and
course.
That fucking
album was
off the fucking charts.
No,
Linkin Park was great. Yeah, Linkin Park was.
It was
great.
So good.
No,
it was so cool.
Yeah,
I need to apologize. I need to take back. It's Linkin Park.
Jay-Z co-signed Linkin Park.
Jay-Z was like, so this is going to make me a billionaire? All right, let's do it.
No, Jay-Z fucks with Linkin Park, dude.
No, he doesn't.
It wasn't bad, though.
Yeah.
Sonically, it was fucking cool. Yeah. That was a great experience.
Oh, I forgot. They did that second and third album.
No, bro, you need
to chill on Linkin Park.
Yeah, calm down. It was fine.
The only good thing to come from that was the fucking trailer for Jamie Foxx in Miami Vice, in the movie that was like,
yeah, that song rocks.
No, the trailer rocks. That song does not rock.
Like, I stand by, we came of age in the perfect time for music.
I'm 3 years older. Speak for yourselves.
I am.
I know, but did you watch it, like, live? Because they had a cool video where it was, like, Linkin Park and Jay-Z performing it live. And that's when I was like, this is fucking dope.
It does not work for me.
It doesn't resonate.
Doo-doo. Did you see that, though?
I don't like any of the bands you guys just fucking...
Dude, Puddle of Mud? Papa Roach. Come on.
You're saying things that I cannot fucking get with.
Dude,
Puddle of Mud.
What about
it's probably fair to say that the Linkin Park mashup album with Jay-Z is his worst album.
Stop.
Ding, 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 ding.
I just don't know how you can.
I don't like it. I think it's fucking corny.
I mean, it was just a fun mashup. That was like a mashup. It was like fucking playing into the mashup culture. It was fucking sick.
And guess what? Not every mashup is fucking tight.
But that one was dope, dude.
No, it wasn't.
Hey, guys, let's disagree. And hey, Blake, if you could play us out with a little bit of Puddle of Mud.
I'm pulling it up.
Pull up with Jay-Z shit.
I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, we could keep going. I'm fine.
The fucking Miami Vice trailer with the boats, with the cigarette boats going, was tough.
Crawling in my
skin. Durst still needs to apologize before we leave.
For what?
I don't know. You haven't done your apology yet.
Well, yes, sir, or a compliment or whatever.
Compliment.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry that you're not going to get one.
Bullying.
What else? Let me think. Let me think.
Epic slam.
You want some thanking music?
Yeah, hit me with some thinking music.
Yes. Yes.
This is Puddle of Mud Blurry.
Can I say something? I don't think I've ever heard that song.
What?
I've never heard this song in my life.
Okay, keep it going.
I don't know this song.
Wait, hold up. Which one is? I like the way she smacks my ass.
It's the little I like the dirty things you do.
God, the perfect time for music.
I wish the audience could see Anders' face. Anders absolutely
not thrilled about this.
How did you not get any? You had no kind of butt rock, huh? No kind of early aughts butt rock.
This didn't happen at my high school.
I'm sorry, brother.
She fucking hates me.
I've heard this song.
Okay, good. Good.
Uh huh. Yep. Like I said. The pinnacle of music. I'm sorry, no. 60s and 70s. Early 2000s came to play.
Hey, they're ours, okay? They're ours.
Oh, gosh. Oh, we're having fun.
Didn't you like Nickelback? You had a lot of Nickelback.
Come on.
You, Durs. You would sing Photograph
Me?
All the... Yeah, Photograph. You'd sing that all the time.
That was a joke.
Yeah, because it's a fucking dumbass song. Look at this photograph.
Yeah, well, that was part of the whole fucking thing, dude.
With eyes wide open.
That's crazy.
That was part of the whole thing. That was the thing.
No, that's what I would do is I would sing the two songs and mash them together. Look at this photograph with arms wide open.
They're all the same dumb song. No, Kyle, let me be very clear about this.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Yeah, no, I get it, but like
a few years earlier, look, Stone Temple Pilots, I fucked with in middle school and Soundgarden.
Well, they're real.
I did not get with Kid Rock, any of the rap rock shit. It just was disqualified.
He's a legend, mate.
I think that we were actually aware of how much it sucked while it was our favorite.
Hey, yes. The Linkin Park Jay-Z mashup doesn't suck.
No,
it's
I know. That's, I know.
That one's tight.
With that said, we can drop a little mix. Maybe we'll SoundCloud it, put it in the link and in the little Instagram. It's gonna be sick. Puddle of Mud, get your fill.
Get your Papa Roach.
The furthest I go is Judgment Night soundtrack.
We're going to cut your ear holes into pieces.
That's it.
Puddle of Mud and then P.O.D.? What was the P.O.D. stand for? What is that?
What does POD stand for?
I don't know. Like there's
piece of
doo-doo.
Piece of
doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
Thank you.
Doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
Doo-doo. Doo-doo.
Isaac had this one on lock. It's payable on death.
Oh my
P.O.D.
God.
Yo, I'm going to go. I'm going to go. This has ended up not being that important.
Hey, you still have work to do, though. You have to compliment or epic slam or did you already do that?
Yeah, he's
so pissed.
Everybody was great.
Doesn't seem.
Let's see. Blake, a lot of new drops this week.
Yeah,
that
a lot of fun
great.
Drops. Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
Take backs.
Anything about Linkin Park, Jay-Z, want to get back?
Nope, I got nothing. I thought about it real hard.
P.O.D., Puddle of Mud.
Puddle of Doo-Doo.
Piece of
Doo-Doo.
Papa Roach, specifically.
Who let the dogs out?
Papa Roach. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That, okay, let me just, I'll say this. Who Let the Dogs Out is a better song than anything on the Jay-Z, Limp Bizkit. Linkin Park.
Well, you're just going, but that's just because it's like they were like mashups. They're like, Who Let the Dogs Out is an original track, and I understand that sits on its own plane.
You guys are tripping.
If Jay-Z linked up with the Baja Men,
yeah, that would have been fucking fire.
You've got all my money.
I thought it was 69 Boys.
No, that's the Baja Men. That's the Baja Men.
Good pull.
I thought it was the Baja Boys. They're Boys to Men.
No. I think it's Baja Men.
It is Baja Men.
The Baja Men had that song and then one other one.
Because Baja
like,
Boys is way better. But they were like,
yeah, Baja Boys.
What are we fucking? They're old guys.
Yeah, we're 50. We're not going to be boys. Yeah,
we're men. We're not going to say we can't be boys.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess if I have any take backs, it's that I wish I had take backs.
There you go. All right. There you go. He has spoken.
And guys?
What?
Guys?
What's up?
This is important.
Muy importante.
Play us off, Laser.
Know what I mean?
Play us off.
Know what I mean?
What do you want? Oh, now you want to hear
it? Oh, he knows it.
Oh, now you want to hear it?
So bad. He was.
Yeah, you wanted it. You want it. Give it to us, Blake.
Hardcore. Do you want more? The answer's no.
Durs wanted it.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to another episode of This Is Important.
You are a fucking sheep in wolf's clothing.
iHeartRadio presents.
No. Unreal.
Yes.
Unreal.
All right, team. See y'all next week.
No, wait. Hold on. Wait. Okay, bye.